64 3A girls basketball teams began their postseason journey last Saturday. Tonight, 16 teams remain. And over the next 90 minutes, we will whittle the field down to 8 state qualifiers. Welcome to the 3A Region 2 final between the 17 and 5 Kemper Catholic Knights and the 21 and 3 Des Moines Christian Lions. We come to you from Urbandale as the Lions and the Knights attempt to punch their ticket to next week's state tournament at the Casey Center. Thanks so much for joining us tonight for our CB Sports Network coverage on Kick 106.7. Mason Nealand will join me tonight for a while. I'm Nick Brinks in the Gatorade broadcast booth. And you're listening to the Mackey Motors pregame show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and at MackeyMotors.com. Kemper knocked off Van Meter 53-45 on Wednesday. Elsa Tiefenthaler went off for 27 points, 6 rebounds. She knocked down 3 threes. They'll need more where that came from tonight if they are to upset the number 3 ranked team in Class 3A, Des Moines Christian, a team who has only lost this year to the number 6 team in 5A, Ankeny, the number 2 team in 4A, Dallas Center Grimes, and the number 3 team in 4A, Norwalk. Mason, the Knights come in, the only non-ranked team remaining in this bunch of the final 16. 15 teams get ranked every week. All 15 have made it to tonight, plus Kemper. I look at that situation and I say, you're playing with house money. You don't have the pressure. You're not the team expected to win. Can they parlay that? You some success tonight.
Yeah, you just got to play free. I mean, tonight is your game to win and Des Moines Christian's game to lose. And I don't mean that in a bad way for Des Moines Christian, but it's all the expectations on the number 3 team to go to state. If you're Kemper, you go out there and you say, you know what? Nobody expects us to win looking from the outside in. The Kemper fans obviously give him a chance. Coach Yetmar, when I talked to him this morning for the coaches show, gives him a chance. But I tell you what, Nick, Kemper has two of the best competitors in our area between Elsa Tiefenthaler and Kaylee Simons. And Elsa just, I mean, she tells people this hundreds of times. I'm just not going to let my team lose. I mean, that's just how it is. And to have a competitor like that, you're always going to have a chance.
Not only is Des Moines Christian really good this year, they've been really good. This senior class, their starting lineup is made up of 3 seniors and a couple juniors. These seniors are seeking their 4th straight state appearance. They were there last year and 2024 and 2023, trying to make it all 4 years throughout your varsity career. That would be an incredible accomplishment for this senior class to say, I made it to the state tournament 4 straight years. They've yet to get past the state semifinal round. Kemper's hoping they don't even have a chance to get to the Casey Center. They've made it 7 times since 2014, semifinalists in 2024 and 2019. And then you look at Kemper. They're looking for their first state trip, and all of these girls on Kemper's teams, first time in their life. It was 2006, the last time Kemper girls made it to the state tournament. They went back-to-back in 05 and 06. They got there. They were the 3A champions in 1998. They've made the state tournament 7 times since 1981, compared to 7 times since 2014 for Des Moines Christian. 2 programs with varying levels of success, especially in the last decade plus. Talk about an underdog. Talk about a Cinderella story in the making if Kemper could pull this off tonight.
Nick, you talked about the girls' time in their lives there. I was weeks old the last time that Kemper, for the girls, had made a state appearance. So, I mean, this is new territory for me as a well here, especially in the broadcasting part of my life. But, again, I was just weeks old when they made it last time, so this would be the first time for me. And I don't think there's been a better shot that Kemper has had in a while to make this one. I kind of joked with Sean Minahan when he talked to me last night after the Kemper game, and he said that they had a chance when he first got to town, but that was the last time that they played in a regional final to go to state.
We'll see what they can do over the next 90 minutes or so. Here on Kick 106.7, tonight's winner heads to the state tournament. 16 teams remain in 3A. 8 will be left after tonight. Your Mackey Motors pregame show continues after this from the Gatorade broadcast booth alongside Mason Nealon. I'm Nick Brinks. We're back after this, live from Urbandale at Des Moines Christian.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair. Wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Burkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor of the day online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
In Urbandale, home of Des Moines Christian, as they are hosting tonight's 3A Region 2 final on Kick 106.7. We're live in the Gatorade broadcast booth, and tonight, your Kemper Knights, if they can walk out of here with their 18th win of the season, they would be state-bound for the first time in 20 years. Des Moines Christian trying to get there for the fourth straight year. Alongside Mason Nealon, I'm Nick Brinks. Let's take a look at your starting lineups tonight. And we'll begin with your Kemper Knights, a 5'2 senior Kaylee Simons averaging 8 points a game. Elsa Tiefenthaler, she leads them in scoring, assists, and steals. And that's a 5'7 senior Elsa Tiefenthaler. Addie Antover, a 5'11 junior, leading rebounder, 7.5 per game. She'll start tonight. Charlotte Hackford, a 5'9 senior, 7 points per contest. And the fifth and final starter, 5'4 junior Morgan Mashing. Justin Yetmar, the head coach, they finished second in the Hawkeye 10 with a 9-1 record and a 17-5 record coming into tonight. For Des Moines Christian, ranked number 3 in Class 3A. They went unbeaten in the West Central Activities Conference on their way to that conference victory. Chris Barkema is their head coach, 21-3, their overall conference record. And here are their starters tonight, their usual suspects, and it includes 5'8 senior Addie Etker. She leads the team in scoring, rebounds, assists, and steals. 13 points, 6.5 rebounds. Adiette Kurse, a 5'7 senior. Claire Kirkman, a 5'8 senior. Reese DeVote, a 5'10 junior. Elizabeth Owen, and a 5'7 junior. Lauren Schmaltz. We'll take another quick break and be back with tip-off. That is coming your way next on Kick 106.7. We are live in the Gatorade broadcast booth getting ready for this 3A Region 2 final.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landlocked seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
Ready to roll, Carol? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry? Zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip-off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best. When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for Sukup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality Sukup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and Sukup Manufacturing. Built strong, back local.
Starters still being introduced here in front of the Des Moines Christian home crowd. And Mason, you can feel the intensity. Even assistant coach Randall Snyder has been introduced. He's excited and ready to go.
I tell you what, Des Moines Christian really knows how to put on a presentation. Blue lights, lights on the spotlight. I mean, this is a special gym, and I haven't seen presentation like this since probably state tournament. I mean, this is a special night for the girls.
Des Moines Christian Lions, they'll have white uniforms, kind of a UNC blue on the numbers, navy blue Lions along the chest, and for your Kemper Knights, they are in their red road uniforms. Kemper in that gold cursive font on the front of the jerseys with white numbers. We'll pause for the national anthem, and you've been listening to the Mackey Motors pregame show. Our 3A Region 2 final is next on Kick 106.7.
Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped the local businesses achieve results other providers said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info@carolsitsupport.com.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger finance. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Live on Kick 106.7. KIKD, Lake City, Carroll, we are ready to go. And I tell you what, Kempers fans traveled well. I am on the Kempers side of the gym. I think I see way more red in here than white and blue on the other side. So they traveled well, trying to watch their Kemper Knights pull off an upset and get to the state tournament for the first time in 20 years when Mason was still in diapers.
I think I was just out of the womb the last time they were there. But I tell you what, the music's loud, the environment's nice, everything's going well. So for Kemper, this is the perfect place you want to play.
Kemper will send Addie Antover, the junior, into the circle. She'll stand on that Lion logo along with Addie Edgar, and the Lions will take the opening possession right to left after controlling the tip. And we'll see what Kemper's defense has up their sleeves tonight against this Lion team, averaging 63 points a game. And they'll lost a three from the corner left side. Elsa Tiefenthaler pulls down the game's first rebound. And she's off and running with a corner pass to Charlotte Hackford. Back to Elsa, right wing three, and that's short. But her teammate Hackford's there to clean it up. Puts it off the glass, and it's in. Kemper on the board first with a 2-0 lead.
And this is where Morgan Ashing in the lineup really comes in well. She's the head of that press and is a very fast girl defensively.
Hackford got the offensive board. She gets the put back. And now Des Moines Christian's corner three. It's off the mark. And the rebound fought for. They keep it on the offensive end. To the top. Etcher for three. Leading scorer this year. And she puts the Lions on the board with a 3-2 lead. And now Kemper up the floor first. We'll see if they can score on back-to-back possessions to begin this regional final. Again, the winner moves on to the state tournament. Not far from here. We're in Urbandale tonight. And the state tournament gets underway March 2nd and 3rd. Corner 3, right side, off the rim. And it's picked up on the glass by Simons. And now Tiefenthaler, she'll drive in and step her way to 2 and lay it in.
A lot of offensive rebounds both ways. One of the teams going to have to cut them down.
And now Tiefenthaler's got a steal at half court. Bounce pass underneath. She feeds it down low to Morgan Mashing, but now Elsa Tiefenthaler picks up a foul from behind as Mashing came up a little short on the free throw or the layup attempt.
That would have been a huge shot right there, Nick. Put yourself up by three, give yourself a little bit of separation to start the game.
A 4-3 lead for the Kemper Knights. Good start nonetheless, even though they come away empty on that possession. Des Moines Christian around the perimeter working quickly. Corner three on the way to take the lead. No. Tipped back and the rebound for Edgar. She's their leading rebounder and she's got one there. To the left wing, Reese DeVote. Back to Edgar. Steps to the free throw line. Flips it left to Owen. A lob right side. Edgar again down in the corner. Kemper coming out in a 2-3 zone today with those red uniforms. Inside. High off the glass. Shot was altered. I think Antover may have messed up the trajectory of that. She gets the rebound and now Elsa drives. And no whistle, no foul, a lot of contact. Elsa's layup is high off the glass, no good.
And that's the hustle defense you're going to see from her right there as she goes and alters the ball out of bounds. And you need those type of plays to give your legs some breaks if you're going to run the way that Kemper's trying to run.
Kuemper tipped to pass out of bounds, so the Lions will inbound back at half court. They're in the front court working right to left. Corner three, well off the mark, tipped over to Tiefenthaler, who picks up her second rebound, and now we've got a Lion foul fighting for the board on the other side, and that is Claire Kirkman, a 5'7 senior, averaging 8 points a game and three rebounds, steals, and assists. Simons takes the inbound pass, finds Antover, a lob to the right wing, Hackford's in the right wing, inside, Antover goes up strong, shot is blocked underneath by Lauren Schmaltz, and it's back the other way for the Lions. It's a 4-3 Kuemper lead, first quarter, 5:19 left. Right wing look for the Lions, Kemper's defense and offense playing pretty well to start this one as they come in as the underdog against the number three team in 3A as Edgar drives inside and flips one off the window, and a takeaway in the front court. Lions take the lead, and we get a blocked shot underneath by Tiefenthaler. The Lions keep the ball, though, and now Tiefenthaler, after that block, she gets the rebound again. So good defense there after the Knights turned it over. We've had three lead changes already. It's 5-4, Lions on top. Des Moines Christian by one over the Kuemper Knights. Simons to Antover at the right elbow. Back to Hackford. Let's the three fly, and it's blocked. And the Lions pick it up. Deep pass at the other end to Elizabeth Owen. She's got all day. She had too much time on her hands. Clap, clap. And Kaylee Simons is there for the defensive rebound. A basket that Des Moines Christian probably cannot believe they didn't get. But Kuemper will have the basketball again as the Lions tip a pass out of bounds.
That might be one of the hardest shots in basketball, though, looking ahead and knowing I got to make this because there's nobody in front of me. But Kemper's doing a nice job of rebounding, but you got to just play some better defense and to be able to get more chances on boards.
Kuemper in the front court, left to right here in this first half. Halfway through the first quarter on kick 106-7. Tiefenthaler finds mashing at the top. Back to Tiefenthaler. Kuemper with a couple buckets already from Tiefenthaler and Hackford. Tiefenthaler gets it stripped away. Now they'll flip it underneath to DeVote, and she'll lay it in. She's got the first points other than Addie Etker for Des Moines Christian. Now the Kuemper Knights trail by three, their largest deficit. Hackford to the front court. Now in the corner. Hackford, three, on its way, and they're knotted up at seven apiece.
Charlotte goes up, and she's got a nice stroke for a jump shot there. She can get the shot off pretty quick. The first one blocked, the second time straight through the net.
Des Moines Christian and Kuemper are knotted at seven here in the early going of this 3A Region 2 final. Corner three, DeVote at the other end, and she rattles one in. She's got five. Edgar's got five, and they've got 10. Des Moines Christian leading by three. Now in the front court, Antover to Hackford. Corner three on the other side. This one skims off the iron, and the rebound for Lauren Schmaltz. Lions work quickly. Underneath, they'll flip it. The floater from the right hand of Reese DeVote. Eight-footer left side, and it's through. Kuemper trails by five now. Deep pass underneath Hackford. A lazy pass intended for mashing just out in front of her, and then I think she fouled as Owen was about ready to steal it away.
I thought, you know, Morgan maybe was supposed to cut on that play. That's what Charlotte was thinking in her head, is that, you know, Morgan's going to cut, go for the layup. So she kind of just leaves it off for her. But Morgan doesn't go. She stays at the three-point line because it's a two-on-two down there. And for that one, I mean, that's got to be court awareness to know that they're not cutting. Let's not throw the ball there.
Kuemper looking for their first state berth in girls basketball since 2006. I was in eighth grade. Now Des Moines Christian. They'll push up the floor. They've had some subs in there now. Bryn Van Mersbergen is on the floor. Three from the top, no good. Schmaltz. Rebound again to Tiefenthaler. She's already got four. She gets the ball stripped away, and it's back the other way. Van Mersbergen. Tiefenthaler steals it, saves it from going out of bounds. And now Coach Yetmar will burn an early timeout here. 12-7 Des Moines Christian with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a 30-second timeout as well and return to Urbandale next on Kick 106.7.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Knights were off to a good start. They trail by 5 right now, though, with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Des Moines Christian 12, Kemper 7. And we'll get back underway here after Kemper's first timeout. And now they'll push quickly. And they've got Mackenzie Yetmar on the floor for the first time tonight. Into the front court with Addie Antover. She'll step her way down, and the Des Moines Christian Lions will let this one go out of bounds. Kemper thought that was blocked, but it will go untouched out of bounds. So the Lions will take possession. They have scored the last 5 points after that brief 7-7 tie. Under 2:20 to go in this opening quarter. Kemper in a 2-3 zone, a wing three, no good. Mashing comes away after the Etker miss. And now Elsa Tiefenthaler gets it poked from behind as she was driving from the right elbow. Thought about a layup, had it knocked away from behind. And that'll be another inbound play here for Kemper underneath their own basket. They lob it back to Addie Antover. Now Tiefenthaler coming off that 27-point performance in Wednesday's win over Van Meter. Left wing, Yetmar for three. And it's rebounded out by the free throw line by Reese DeVoe. Now Lauren Schmaltz stops in the right wing. Defender flies by. Short, no good. Offensive glass, though. Edker's underneath. A look to the right wing. Down to the corner. Schmaltz, three, and she knocks one down. 8-point run here for Des Moines Christian. And it's 15-7. Elsa Tiefenthaler's in the front court. Addie Antover at the left elbow. Hand it back to Simon. She's open for three for a moment. Spins out of it. Now Tiefenthaler looks for Antover to the wing. Right side. Yetmar for three. Off the back iron. Rebounded by Caitlin Hall. She's a senior off the bench for Des Moines Christian. And the Lions in white are off and running right to left. Hall inside. Lobs back to the left. To the top. Now underneath. Kick out to the corner. DeVoe for three off the rim. No good. Another offensive board. Starting to rack up those offensive rebounds. This time off the knee of Addie Edker. That pass to her under the basket will land out of bounds. So with 59 seconds to play in quarter number one, Kemper Knights trail by 8. They've given up the last 8 points. So they'll inbound it here and drive the length of the floor facing full court pressure. Pass to Schenkelberg. Here's a lob underneath. The other Yetmar's out there, and she gets her layup swatted away. Caitlin Yetmar had a good look. Schenkelberg found her, but the Lions got there just a little too quickly. And now a corner three. Offensive rebound again to the top, to the left. Stolen this time by Mackenzie Yetmar. So now the Knights will try to snap this 8-0 run. Yetmar to Antover. Addie dribbles to her right. To the wing. Hands it off to Elsa Tiefenthaler. Looks and finds Antover in the right wing. Now she'll drive down to seize part a little bit. A little short shot off the right side of the rim. Schenkelberg's there for the offensive rebound. And she earns a couple free throws with her putback attempt. And she's fouled by Caitlin Hall. 15-7 Des Moines Christian with 18 seconds to go. Here in quarter number one, you're listening to Kick 106.7. Schenkelberg will try to snap this 8-0 run for the Lions. Kemper's at the line, and she knocks it home. She struggled a little bit from the line this year, shooting 40%. But she's 1-for-1 here tonight, 15-8. And her second is on the way off the back iron. Easy rebound for Etker. Lions will push to the right wing, down in the corner. Schmaltz to the top, to the left, to the corner. Take it back now, y'all. Kirkman, right wing. Etker inside. 3 seconds left. Corner three at the buzzer, and she rattles it home. It's Katie Hall. Knocks down a three at the buzzer, and it is 18-8 as they score 11 in the final moments to go on an 11-1 run after that 7-7 tie with a few minutes left in the first quarter. Back in 1 minute. The second quarter is next. You're listening to this girls' 3A Region 2 final on Kick 106.7.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit BrunerLegal.com.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
First 4 or 5 minutes were very competitive. We saw 3 lead changes and a tie at 7. But an 11-1 run to end the quarter has the Des Moines Christian Lions on top by double figures. And the Knights will begin with the basketball here in quarter number 2. Simons to the left wing, out to Hackbert. Antover at the top. She dribbles to the right wing, looks inside, triple team, puts one high off the window, and what better way to start the quarter, down by 10, than with a layup and an and-one opportunity. Antover drives. She has her first bucket of the day, and she's fouled by Lauren Schmaltz. She picks up her first, and we'll see what Addie can do from the free throw line, where she's shot 60% this year, and it's nothing but the bottom of the net on her first try. So a quick 3-0 start to the quarter for the Knights. And now they'll settle back into that 3-2 zone with Des Moines Christian working right to left for this first half. Addie Etker scored the first 5 points of the game. Her teammates scored the next 13 in that first quarter. In the left wing, Claire Kirkman. Down in the right corner, Schmaltz. At the top. Now back to the left. Etker drives inside, finds a seam in the defense, and she'll get around him for 2 to match her jersey number. And she'll lay it in, 20-11. Elsa to the corner, Simons. Thought about the 3, steps up, steps underneath, and floats it from the right baseline. Contested shot. Haley gets it to go. And the Knights on a quick 5-2 start to the quarter. Lions to the left wing, 3 from Van Mersbergen off the rim, tipped around, pulled down on the board by Hackbert. And now off and running, Antover, deep pass to Simons, chases it down, and she gets fouled, hits the deck hard. She's up, she'll head to the free throw line for a couple as Etker picks up her first foul. So the Knights are back within 7, they've got a couple free throws on the way here. From Kaylee Simons, a 74% shooter from the charity stripe this year. Right-handed shooter, averaging 8 points a game, and she swishes the first one through. Nice start to the quarter here, as they did in the first. We'll see if they can keep it going for a full 8 minutes before halftime. They are back within 6 and a chance to get within 5. 20-14, Simons knocks down both free throws. Kemper, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Des Moines Christian has yet to attempt one. 6.5 to go in the first half. Van Mersbergen inside. Now they'll find Kirkman driving. Layup, no good. Simons tips the rebound over to Schenkelberg. Olivia's got the board. Bounce pass up into the front court. Simons, corner, 3, pump fake. Tiefenthaler drives, throws it off the knee of a Lion. Now Edgar gets tripped up. And they are going to whistle a Knight for the foul. But I do believe that she just tripped over somebody's foot trying to chase down that loose ball. They will put that foul on Addie Antover. And the DMC Lions are going to push it up the floor. At the top, tipped ball by Tiefenthaler. She's a big part of their early start here. And they'll play good defense here. Rebound for the offense. A couple offensive rebounds after a couple misses. Now Edgar, the 3 from the left wing, in and out. And they're going to get a 4th chance. 3 offensive rebounds here for Des Moines Christian with 5:45 to go in the second quarter. 5-point lead for Des Moines Christian. Trying to get to the state tournament for the 4th straight time. Simons with a steal on the deflection. So three offensive rebounds, no points to show for it. They get the steal, and now they throw it away. Kemper's pass off the hands of first Edgar, and then Simons touched it before it sailed out, as Morgan Mashing will sub back into the lineup for Olivia Schenkelberg. Des Moines Christian 20, Kemper 15. Knights off to a 7-2 start here in the second quarter. Winner to the state tournament just over a week from now. Off to the right corner, Bryn Van Mersbergen. Lobs left, Owen in the corner for Reese DeVoat. Back to DeVoat, corner three, up, and it's in. Her second triple tonight. She's got 10 already of their 23. Elsa Tiefenthaler up top. She gets it back. Kick out to the left wing, open for three, Mashing, nothing but the bottom of the net. Kemper has got their second three of the night, first of the quarter. Mashing's on the board, and the lead is back to five, trading triples. Another one coming from DeVoat at the left corner, off the back of the rim. Rebound taken down by Tiefenthaler. I've got her with five boards already. Deep pass, she finds Hackford underneath to Mashing, deflected out of bounds, and it'll stay Kemper's basketball with a chance to make this a one-score game. 4:41 to go in the opening half here on Kick 106.7, live from Urbandale tonight, home of Des Moines Christian, hosting this regional final. Into the corner, Simons, deflected ball into the air. She picks it back up. Now Tiefenthaler, she scoops it. Right wing, driving all the way for the layup, misses, and the rebound taken away by Kirkman. Lions up the floor, right to left in those white uniforms. Kirkman spins to the elbow, into the lane, double team, ball's loose, Elsa jumps on it, now they're going to blow the whistle, jump ball is going to stay with the offense, and the Lions will keep it underneath their own basket with 4:18 to play here in the second quarter on Kick 106.7. I'm Nick Brinks in the Gatorade broadcast booth. Good to be with you tonight for our lone basketball game tonight. We had six area games last night. We had four of them covered on the CB Sports Network. Just one here tonight here in 3A. Missed shot from Des Moines Christian. Kaylee Simons pulls down the board. And now the Knights offense goes to work. Three, right wing. The long three from Elsa Tiefenthaler, number 42 on the year, is a big one. The Knights are within two. 4 minutes to go in the first half, and it's 23-21. Kemper on a 13-5 run. Des Moines Christian in the front court. A lob to Edgar. She's in a double team. Shaking off a defender, splits into the lane. Off the glass, too high. Off the bottom of the rim, picked up by Antover, and now the Knights will take it in the backcourt. Tiefenthaler gets tied up by Edgar. And that'll go Kemper's way. 3:31 to go here in the second quarter. The Knights began the quarter down by 10. They have got it within two. And they've got possession. Can they take the lead for the second for the third time tonight? Or will we see a tie perhaps? There was a tie at 7. Tiefenthaler's in the left wing, underneath to Antover, against a double team. She puts it high off the glass, a little too high, and it bounces off the front of the rim on the way out. No good. 3:13 to go in the first half. Edgar to the left wing for the Lions. Hand off to DeVoat. Three on the way, and she knocked down her third of the game, second of the quarter, and we will see a timeout here by Coach Yetmar. And the Knights, 3:02 to go, 26-21, second quarter. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one, too. We're back to Urbandale next in the Gatorade broadcast booth after this.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find the perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair. Wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Teams remain in Class 3A, including all of the 15 teams in the rankings. They rank 15 every week. Kemper, the lone team remaining that does not have a ranking. Here's an inside look, and they find a wide open Morgan Mashing, and she lays it in. She's got five here in the quarter, and it's a one-score game, 26-23, Des Moines Christian. Now with 16 teams and 15 in the rankings, of course, somebody's going to be unranked. And that designation belongs to the Knights. The Lions miss a three. They get the offensive board and a travel from Edgar as she knocks down the three from the top. They'll wave it off. Kemper with possession now. They'll inbound right in front of the Kemper bench to my left as they'll take it left to right across the half-court stripe. Elsa Tiefenthaler to Antover. Addie in the right wing to Mashing. Drives to the free throw line. Looks to hand it off. Nobody was there. Finds Antover now. Antover spins, picks up her dribble, bounce pass to Mashing. Shot clock down to 18, 26-23. Knights down by three. Antover to the corner. Mashing back to Antover. Shot clock at 10. Hackford's in the left wing, looking. Antover was open for a moment. Now they toss it to Tiefenthaler. She was triple covered. Ball still free. Tiefenthaler will let it fly, but the shot clock expired. The Knights kind of lost track of where they were at on the clock. And they'll turn it over. Under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Kemper began the quarter down 10. They are down three right now. Des Moines Christian has knocked down five threes tonight. Kemper's got three. And Kemper has also gone 4 for 5 from the free throw line tonight. Des Moines Christian has yet to make one or attempt one. Edgar misses a layup inside the bunny. No good. And the Knights are there for the rebound thanks to Mashing. Into the front court. Tying three on the way. Simons doesn't knock it through, though. Rebound taken away by Kirkman up the floor along the near sideline. Splits a double team. Takes a shove from Mashing. Spins to the free throw line. Picks it up. It's stolen by Tiefenthaler. Elsa with the steal. And now a carry is called on her as she was about to take it across the half-court stripe. And now Coach Yetmar, he says, all right, everybody, calm down. We are right where we need to be. Charlotte Hackford will sub out, and they'll bring Mackenzie Yetmar onto the floor for the Knights. The junior is in for the Kemper Knights. Everybody else is a starter on the floor for the Knights. Simons, Antover, Tiefenthaler, Mashing, and Yetmar. Corner three on the way. Schmaltz to double the lead, and she does. Her second of the game. It's 29-23. Feels like a big possession for the Knights. They were within two. They're down six now. Tiefenthaler takes it strong, tips it back to Mashing as she missed the shot inside. Well contested. Simons left wing open for three. Tries to bank one home. It's no good, and Schmaltz is there for the rebound. She'll flick it out front, and the layup is again missed by Edgar. Picked up by Antover, and the Knights offense back in command after a perhaps easy look that they missed. But the Lions get the steal, and they'll lay this one in at the other end, courtesy of Elizabeth Owen. And just like that, they are back up by eight, both the first quarter and the second quarter. Kemper was good early. Des Moines Christian takes over late. But still, Kemper with a chance to go into this halftime break down by less than 10 where they started the quarter, but they'll come up empty. On this possession, back the other way, Edgar. 10 seconds left at the top. Schmaltz, three. So that is Elizabeth Owens. So now the lead is 11. 3 seconds left. Mashing in front of the half-court stripe. Puts it off the backboard. And no good. Kemper got within two for just a moment, but they'll head into the halftime break after Des Moines Christian goes on a run into halftime, and it's 34-23. Your Mackey Motors halftime show is coming up next I'm Nick Brinks, live in the Gatorade broadcast booth here in Urbandale as the Des Moines Christian Lions and the Kemper Knights square off. Winner punches their ticket to the state tournament at the Casey Center in Des Moines.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landlocked seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
Ready to roll, Carol? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry, zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best.
Gatorade broadcast booth. Welcome to the Mackey Motors Halftime Show. I am Nick Brinks, recipient of GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and at MackeyMotors.com. I am happy to be here tonight at a cousin's birthday party. My cousin Travis turned 40 earlier this week. We had a birthday party for him in Odebolt. I took off about 3:45, made it here about 6, and here in Des Moines, I'm bringing you all the action from the Gatorade broadcast booth tonight. Gatorade distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. Happy 40th, by the way, to Travis. Number 2 team in the Hawkeye 10, Kemper. Number 1, your champions of the West Central Activities Conference, Des Moines Christian, are battling here tonight for the right to go to the state tournament, with the quarterfinal round beginning on March 2nd or 3rd, depending on if you get that Monday night or the Tuesday morning slot for Class 3A. Kemper looking for that first trip to state since 2006, whereas Des Moines Christian has been there the last 3 years trying to make it 4 straight for this senior class, led by their senior Addie Edgar, Claire Kirkman, and Reese DeVoat. Those three are 3 of their 4 leading scorers. Also, junior Elizabeth Owen in the mix as the leading contributors on the year. Tonight, Addie Edgar, she's got 7, but it's been Reese DeVoat. She's been the one to kind of take over. She's got 13 in the first half, averaging 12 a game. And for the Kuemper Knights, there are three girls with five apiece. Elsa Tiefenthaler, Charlotte Hackford, Morgan Mashing. They've all got five. Kaylee Simons picked up four in the first half. Addie Antover, three. And one for Olivia Schenkelberg. Kuemper knocked down three threes, and they went 4 for 5 from the free throw line. On the other end of things, Des Moines Christian, they got hot behind the arc. Let's tally them up. 8 3-pointers, but no free throw attempts. Making hay behind the arc are the Des Moines Christian Lions. It's the Mackey Motors Halftime Show. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and at MackeyMotors.com. In our post-game show tonight, also sponsored by Mackey Motors, we'll bring you our Culver's Player of the Game, celebrating 40 years in business and 13 years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. We'll be back with the third quarter next. As the Kuemper Knights trail by 11 right now, they were down only 2. It was 23-21 mid-second quarter. But again, the Lions end the half on an 11-2 run. Kind of a similar story to the first quarter, as it was a 7-7 tie, and then the Lions went on an 11-1 run going into the quarter break into number two. So we see the Knights play well in the first half of the quarter. Des Moines Christian takes over in the second. But all things considered, this is still a four-possession game, anybody's ball game. Kuemper's made their runs from time to time tonight. They'll need some more in the second half.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for Sukup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality Sukup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and Sukup Manufacturing. Built strong, back local. Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped local businesses achieve results other providers said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info at carolsitsupport.com.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. It's your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mackey Motors for providing our halftime coverage tonight on Kick 106.7. I'm Nick Brinks. in the Gatorade broadcast booth. Gatorade distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. On this Saturday night, the 21st of February, Kuemper knocked off Van Meter Wednesday, 53-45. Last Saturday, they took down Red Oak, 66-20. To get here tonight, and for Des Moines Christian, they opened with a 78-13 win last Saturday over Green County, and then they took down Clarinda by 40-plus on Wednesday, 87-39. They're facing off here tonight, and although Des Moines Christian had a 10-point lead after one, 18-8, and an 11-point lead going into the third quarter, Kuemper has kept this one close and competitive. They were down 23-21 mid-second quarter before the Lions went on a run into halftime. At the beginning of the quarter, 4-3 for Reese DeVoe tonight from the top, and now the largest deficit for the Knights tonight, 14 right now, and they're going to throw it away. It's picked up after that ball was tipped around, and it's taken away by Addie Etker. Up the floor, to the corner, left side, Kirkman, three, and that is absolutely not what Kuemper was looking for to start this third quarter. Back-to-back triples and a turnover to boot in between. So now down 17 with Kaylee Simons in the left wing. We'll see how much those two threes impact what they want to do here early in the going. They were down 11. They've given up a quick 6-0 run, and they'll put one up from the left side around the block. It's no good, and it's off to the other side for the Lions. Left to right, the Lions in white. Into the front court with Etker. Left elbow, look to DeVoe. That shot's going to come up short. It's off the rim, but they're going to get an offensive rebound. Taken down by Elizabeth Owen. They get the fresh shot clock. Nothing going according to plan here to start the third quarter for the Kuemper Knights. Contested three from DeVoe. Short rebound taken almost by Elsa Tiefenthaler. Instead, she gets knocked over from behind as Reese DeVoe picks up her first foul of the day. Tried to beat Tiefenthaler to the punch and was not able to do so. Down by 17, just like that. Back-to-back threes for the Des Moines Christian Lions, with Kirkman and DeVoe have this lead up to 17 now. It's Addie Antover at the left elbow. A lob to the right wing. Kaylee Simons jukes out her defender. Steps out. Left wing. Three. Mashing on its way. Banks it off the back of the rim, but it's no good. And the only one in the lane will come away with the rebound, Addie Etker. She wants to go coast to coast. Now she'll turn, spin, find DeVoe. Floats it. No good. And they will tussle for the rebound. It's a jump ball. It's back Kemper's way. 2 minutes into the third quarter, Des Moines Christian out to a 6-0 advantage, 40-23, 5:54 left. We're live in Urbandale tonight, home of Des Moines Christian. Number three in Class 3A, seeking their fourth straight trip to the state tournament. They have not ever made it past the state semifinal round in their seven previous tries since 2014. Inside look for Antover. Shot blocked. Back the other way. Etker in the right wing. Underhands the toss to DeVoe, and she'll lay one in. DeVoe is up to 18 now as Tiefenthaler gets fouled by Etker inside. As she tried to lay it in from the right block, got fouled, and it'll actually be on Elizabeth Owen. She and Etker were both in the area. Tiefenthaler will head to the free throw line. Starters out there for the Knights: Simons, Tiefenthaler, Antover, Hackford, Mashing. And the first free throw attempt is no good from Elsa Tiefenthaler, her first attempt of the night. Trailing by 19 now. Now 18 as she hits the second. And Coach Yetmar will use a timeout here as they are trailing 42-24. Early in the third quarter, the Knights have given up a couple of threes, and they trail here early in to quarter number three, 5:22 left. Back in the Gatorade broadcast booth after.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future.
From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor In. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
They got within two midway through the second quarter when it was 23-21. Kemper has scored just three, and they have given up 19 from the end of the second quarter to the beginning of the third quarter. Des Moines Christian going for the throat here, left wing. Three on the way, and the lead is now over 20. Elizabeth Owen with her second three of the night. She's got 8 points. And now Elsa Tiefenthaler finds an opening. It's blocked by Edker, and they will say she fouled. So Elsa will get to shoot a couple free throws. Actually, that was... that will be Elsa at the free throw line. She got fouled on the way up, and they were so close. But Des Moines Christian has gone on a big run here. And Tiefenthaler will miss the first of her two free throws. She's 1-for-3 this evening, shooting 68% at the line this year, where she has made a living. She's been there for 140 attempts on the year. Draws a lot of contact, gets a lot of fouls. She finishes on the second free throw, gets one of them to go. So it's 45-25. Down by 20 are the Kemper Knights in red, defending the right end of the floor. Edgar around Tiefenthaler to the left wing. Kirkman's three off the back of the rim. Offensive boards for Des Moines Christian has been a big advantage tonight. Corner three, Owen on the way, and it's off the back of the rim. Another offensive board. DeVoe finds Kirkman at the rim, off the glass, missed the shot, got fouled. I think it's Hackford. Nope, actually Mashing. Mashing will pick up her second. So we'll see a couple free throws for Claire Kirkman, a 67% free throw shooter. And with 4:31 to go in the third quarter, these are their first free throws of the night. It'll be Mackenzie Yetmar subbing in for Kemper. And they'll also bring Olivia Schenkelberg in as Hackford and Simons get breathers. Free throw number two. Off the rim, but falls in with a nice roll for the Lions. Kirkman goes 1-for-2. It's 46-25. Tiefenthaler in the front court. Pump fakes on the pass. Lobs left to Mashing. She's in the left wing against this man-to-man defense. Schenkelberg at the left wing. Dribbles around. Stops. Finds Tiefenthaler at the top. Now she'll direct traffic. Looks for a screen from Schenkelberg. Hands it off to Antover at the right wing. Everybody covered. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Schenkelberg in the right wing. Looks, finds Yetmar. She's going to have to get rid of this. Right wing, Mashing, lets it fly. That buzzer was about to go off, and it's off the glass. No good. And 350 remaining in the third. Back the other way go the Lions. And off the shoe of Tiefenthaler, that ball sails out of bounds. Live tonight in Urbandale, I'm Nick Brinks from Des Moines Christian in the Gatorade broadcast booth. Gatorade, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform, distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll, as Kemper is looking to bounce back from this 21-point deficit. Inbound pass, corner three, short. Rebound for Yetmar. Well, they'll roll around on the floor for it, and it stays with the Lions on the jump ball. Mackenzie Yetmar got the first fingertip on the rebound, but couldn't possess it solo. And now Caitlin Yetmar will check in for Mackenzie. One Yetmar in, one Yetmar out. 3:39 left here in the third with Des Moines Christian on top. We saw those lead changes in the first quarter. Now the Lions have taken over since mid-second quarter. Corner three, Reese DeVoe. And she's got 5 on the night. Her offense, a major reason why They are pulling away. Mashing in trouble. Looks and finds Yetmar. At the top for Antover. Steps to the free throw line. The Lions defense has been suffocating. Since mid-second quarter, the Knights have scored just 4 points. Since it was 23-21, they've given up 26. But the Lions, you knew they had this capability in them. I mentioned in our pregame coverage, their three losses in the regular season came to top five or top six teams in 4A and 5A. Anytime they played 3A, 2A, or 1A, it was a win. And some of those losses were close ones. Here's a corner, a left wing three. Another offensive rebound, but it's ripped away by Morgan Mashing. She's off and running. Had numbers for a little bit. Now she gets it knocked away from behind. It'll roll off toward the locker room. And Kemper will keep it with 2:46 to go. It's been a fantastic season for Kemper. Had a chance at their first conference title in the Hawkeye 10 in over a decade. Came up short of that against St. Albert a couple of weeks ago. Morgan Mashing puts one high off the glass and in for her third basket of the day. She's got 7 points. St. Albert and Kemper faced off at the Casey Center back on the 10th, and St. Albert had a good night. Kemper did not have a great night. Wing three, right side. Antover's there for the rebound after the Lion miss. Right to left goes Antover, and she gets it stripped. Now it's Edgar. Breakaway layup chance. Good defense from Tifa Toller at the end, but she is able to lay it in for a couple. And just like that, the lead is up to 24. 2 minutes to go. Winner to the state tournament, and every minute that ticks away, Des Moines Christian gets one step closer to their fourth straight tournament bid. An incredible feat for the seniors of this Lion team if they can keep it rolling. A foul for Des Moines Christian will send Addie Antover to the free throw line, where she has made her only shot of the night. She's got 3 points, and she's got 4 points now. Free throw rattles around as Simons and Hackford. Kaylee Simons and Charlotte Hackford, a couple seniors, sub back into the lineup for the Kemper Knights. So they have four starters out there. Simons, Hackford, Antover, Tiefenthaler, plus Caitlin Yetmar. Antover's second free throw is off to the left and no good. So the Lions get the rebound. It's 51-28. And the Lions have it in the front. They're in the left wing with Edgar. Down in the corner, Bryn Van Mersbergen. At the top, Claire Kirkman. Under 100 seconds to go in the third here on Kick 106.7. I'm Nick Brinks in the Gatorade broadcast booth. We'll name our Culver's player of the game when this one's done. Edgar contested three, right wing, and the threes continue to rain down over the Knights' defense. It's 54-28 with Tiefenthaler at the free throw line. Underhands the toss back to Antover. Addie Antover, looking to get rid of it, finds Yetmar in the left wing. Yetmar will dribble out of it, looks for a screen from Antover, back to Addie left wing. Shot clock at 17. Antover gets tripped up. Ball is loose. Simons gets landed on. Good to see her get up. That leg looked like it could have been trapped under there at an awkward angle, but she's up and at him. And Kemper will keep it after a jump ball. They'll have it underneath their own basket. 106 to go here on Kick. 106-7. 54-28. Des Moines Christian on top. Simons takes the inbound pass at the rim. To the left wing, Antover dribbles to the free throw line, gets a hip check, slips. Offense keeps it, though. They tipped it back out. Now it's thrown into traffic and stolen by Bryn Van Mersbergen. Breakaway layup at the other end. Too strong offensive rebound. And the putback for Lauren Schmaltz after the initial miss. But they'll get the putback. And the offensive rebounds have really hurt Kemper tonight. Simons, the three in the left corner, no good. Des Moines Christian has the Knights doubled up right now, 56-28. Final possession with a shot clock, about a second separating the two. 28 seconds left in quarter number three. Des Moines Christian in the front court. At the right wing with Addie Edgar to the left wing, to the left corner. Bryn Van Mersbergen continuing to work around the perimeter. As they accidentally started playing the music on the loudspeaker, Antover gets a block to the top. Shot clock and the game clock winding down. Corner three, no good. Yetmar's got the board. Tiefenthaler takes it. 2 seconds left. She'll heave it from her own free throw line. Or I guess Des Moines Christian's own free throw line, and that will come up well short. Third quarter does not go the way the Knights were hoping out of the half. They trail 56-28. And we'll head to the fourth quarter next on Kick 106.7 live from Urbandale.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair. Wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
We are 24 minutes into this one. It's a 3A Region 2 final. We go to the fourth quarter, 8 minutes to play. I would separate this game into two 12-minute halves from right now. The first 12 minutes, Kemper played really, really well. They were down 23-21. Unfortunately, the next 12 minutes did not go so well, and it's now 56-28. Des Moines Christian will be called on a double dribble as the Knights defense makes a nice stand here and forces the error on the Lions. And now Kemper will take it with 7:43 to go. Kemper, their last trip to state in girls basketball was 2006. And unfortunately, it looks like that 20-year hiatus will grow by one at least. And this senior-heavy lineup for Kemper will get to the regional final, which is also a great feat for this team. Been a while since they made it to a regional final themselves. Unfortunately, it looks like Des Moines Christian will prove to be too much to handle tonight. Kemper has the basketball after it was batted out of bounds. And it's Caitlin Yetmar in the right wing. Pass to Schenkelberg. Now Tiefenthaler at the top. She gets a shove from Bryn Van Mersbergen. And we've got a quick foul here in the fourth. 7:19 to play. Des Moines Christian with a 28-point lead. Kemper with 28 on the board themselves. And they'll have a front court here as they'll try to make something happen here in the final 7 minutes and change. Tiefenthaler floats one. Dives in. And drives in. Looking like Superman to lay that one in. 56-30. 7 minutes to play. Corner three, Des Moines Christian. They'll splash another one. Lauren Schmaltz with three tonight. I've got Des Moines Christian right now with 14 three-pointers tonight. That's tough to defend. Six different girls have made threes. Four different girls have made multiple threes. Two have three plus, one has five. Tiefenthaler will answer. She'll drive from the right corner and lay it in. 6.5 to go, 59-32. Des Moines Christian there in the front court. As Kemper has remained in that 2-3 zone. But the deep ball tonight for Des Moines Christian has been lethal. 42 from behind the arc. They almost tacked on another one. The threes and also the offensive rebounds. That's really been the tail of the tape from my perspective. Olivia Schenkelberg will foul. It's on the floor, though. As Claire Kirkman hit the deck, she'll sub out. And they will have Addie Etker along the baseline to inbound for Des Moines Christian. Inbound pass before the ball's even in play. Elsa Tiefenthaler gets bowled over like a bowling pin. No whistle. Schenkelberg can't hang on for the rebound after the missed three. It's off her fingertips and out of bounds. And the Lions will keep it with 6 minutes to go. A lot of highlights for this Kemper team this year. We'll have a chance in our postgame show to chat with Kemper coach Justin Yetmar. Corner three on the way. Edgar, you can see the spin on that one. It's off the rim, no good. Tiefenthaler up the floor. Lobs corner for Simons. Swung it around her shoulder as it kind of flipped out of her hands to Yetmar left wing. It's off the rim. And picked up off the glass by Edgar. And now Charlotte Hackford gets rolled up on. A lot of contact over there. She's on the floor in pain. And Mashing is about ready to sub in. And they'll take a medical timeout here. Looks like she is up. Doesn't appear to be too serious, thankfully. And she'll be able to walk off the floor under her own power. But they will take her in toward the locker room as Maya Neerham hit a layup at the other end for Des Moines Christian. She had just subbed in. So now on the floor, it'll be Caitlin Yetmar. She's a senior. Elsa Tiefenthaler, a senior. Morgan Mashing, a junior. Olivia Schenkelberg, a senior. And Kaylee Simons, a senior. Four seniors for Kemper on the floor as Hackford goes out holding her right ankle. Simons left corner. Final minutes here. Five and change to go. Mashing to the corner. Tiefenthaler for three. And it's off the rim. Rebound taken away by Edgar. And the Lions will push. 61-32. Des Moines Christian has it tipped out. And more subs in for the Lions. Neerham was in. She'll come out. Schmaltz also comes out as they bring Elizabeth Owen. And somebody else onto the floor. I think it was Claire Kirkman. Lions have it in the front court with 5 minutes to go. Kemper looks like they were ready for the challenge. They played so well in that first and second quarter. Despite trailing by 10 at the end of the first quarter, they were within two mid-second quarter. And it looked like they might have a chance to pull off the upset. She's knocked down five threes tonight. But mid-second quarter is where the tides changed, and they turned in favor of Des Moines Christian. Lions get a rebound after the Yetmar missed three. Edgar loses it out of bounds on the layup attempt. Kemper defended it well and blocks the shot. 4:19 to go. Coming up next week, we've got a lot of boys basketball, and we still have a couple girls teams in the mix. I'll get you that schedule here in a moment as Claire Kirkman knocks down her second three of the night, and both coming in the second half, 66-32. Coming up on Monday, the Carroll Tiger boys will begin their playoff run. Tiefenthaler's got free throws coming her way. Tried to go hard to the hoop, got fouled, and it's Claire Kirkman. It'll be Tiefenthaler shooting a couple. She's 2-for-4 tonight. Carroll will host Perry in 3A boys basketball on Monday here on Kick 106.7 with Jeff Blankman. Kemper boys are back in action Tuesday. They'll host South Hardin on KCIM with Jeff Blankman. And then I will have the Audubon and Coon Rapids Baird boys game at Carroll High School on KKRL on Tuesday. Good to see Charlotte Hackford back in the game. Went to the locker room, got that right ankle looked at. And Mashing will sub out. So it's all seniors on the floor for Kemper right now. All five on the roster are out there with 4 minutes to play. 66-34. Yetmar. Tiefenthaler. She hit the pair of free throws. Lions have it in the front court. And they'll look to the right wing. They pump fake a three from Owen. A high pass left side. Kirkman driving in. And Schenkelberg had the arm up, ready to block it. Kirkman hits the deck, and they will wave it off. Foul on Schenkelberg here. Number two for her tonight. And free throws for Claire Kirkman. She's got the Lions' only two attempts tonight from the stripe. She went one for two. And she knocks down her second made free throw tonight, 67-34. You're listening to Kick 106.7. KIKD, Lake City, Carroll. Second free throw also swishing through the net for Claire Kirkman, and it is 68-34 with 3.5 minutes to go. Hackford back out there, went to the locker room for a little bit. Doesn't even look like her ankle is wrapped up or anything that I can tell. Does have maybe a big red spot where somebody might have landed on it. She tries to heave it underneath for Tiefenthaler, but that was just a little too high for the 5'7 senior. And now Des Moines Christian is about ready to clear their bench. Five in, five out. The Lions starters, etc., are happy with the work they've done here tonight, as they should be. They have a 34-point lead. So they'll bring in some fresh faces like Haley Van Mersbergen. She's the twin sister of Bryn Van Mersbergen, who's been playing tonight and will sub out. Sophie Hudson also will sub in. Madeline Honeycutt, Mary Lutz, and also Zoe Fish. Kemper will steal it away, and Elsa Tiefenthaler picks up a steal. She's got several tonight. 3 minutes to go. Tiefenthaler at the top of the key. A lob to the corner for Yetmar, and it's Tiefenthaler in the right wing. Dribbles, looks to the top. Left wing three. It's Simons, and that one will come up well short, out of bounds, and the Knights will sub Mackenzie Yetmar back into the lineup, and Charlotte Hackford will sub out. She'll get a standing ovation from the Knight fans that made the road trip here to Urbandale tonight, and she'll get a head coach hug from Yetmar. Justin Yetmar and Charlotte Hackford sharing a moment as she subs out, and likely done for the night. She'll finish with 5 points, all coming in the first quarter. Fish in the right corner to the right wing, Hudson, and it's stolen by Simons. A chance at her second field goal of the night, and she'll lay this one up from the right side. 6 for Simons, 2:20 to go. High pass, deep throw to the other end. Mary Lutz can't hang on to it, and that will be out of bounds. Addie Antover, she will sub in for Olivia Schenkelberg, as it looks like they're going to sub these seniors out one by one so they can each get a standing ovation, as they all deserve. Their careers and Kemper girls basketball will come to an end tonight. Tiefenthaler's got a couple free throws coming her way as Schenkelberg gets a coach hug as well. Mary Lutz fouls. Mary Lutz, it sounds like. And we will see Elsa Tiefenthaler at the free throw line. She's been there quite a bit tonight, 4 for 6. Millie Antover is a freshman. She takes a seat at the end of the bench. She may sub in here in just a moment. Also, Lily Peterson, the sophomore, she'll sub in as Kaylee Simons. Her fantastic Kemper girls basketball career will come to an end tonight. She finishes with 6 points in this regional final. Tiefenthaler hits both free throws. And now Antover will stand in front of the bench for the next whistle. And then that will be all the seniors out of the game. Elsa remains at the top of that 2-3 zone. Block shot underneath, taken away by Addie Antover. A lob to Tiefenthaler. We'll see if she's got one more shot in her for her career. A pass to the top. Antover drives, lays it off the glass. Free throws coming. And Antover will shoot a couple. She got to the right block, got blocked and fouled, and Lutz picks up another. I believe Tiefenthaler will sub out here, if I had to guess. It'll be Antover at the free throw line. She's 2 for 3 tonight. Rattles this one in, and Millie Antover subs in. Elsa Tiefenthaler subs out one last time for the Knights, as she will lead the team in double figures tonight. Antover hits both free throws. What a wonderful career for the senior Elsa Tiefenthaler. As I tally up her points here, 15 unofficially for her tonight. Right around her season average. Antover with the rebound after the Lutz miss at the other end. 68-40, a minute 20 to go in this 3A Region 2 final, as Des Moines Christian will complete their four-peat. Getting back to the state tournament, not a long drive here from Urbandale and their Des Moines Christian High School, but they will make it 4 straight years to the state tournament Top of the key, three on the way. Off the rim, no good from Lily Peterson. At the other end, Zoe Fish around the perimeter. Contested three about to be attempted by Hudson, but now we've got a whistle. And I think the referee found something on the floor to pick up. And now Caitlin Yetmar. She will also sub out for the Knights, and she's wiping away tears. She'll get a hug and a high five from head coach, but more importantly, Dad. And she will finish the night on the bench here for the final 5 seconds. So good to see the rest of these Kemper girls, the underclassmen, some juniors out there finishing. Getting some good experience in the regional final round. Now Antober and Mackenzie Yetmar. They will both sub out. And they'll bring in Georgia Prescott and Marissa Antober. So they've got a chance to get almost everybody that's suited up tonight on the floor. Cassie Lorman, a freshman, she's out there as well. So everybody that's suited up, all 13 on the varsity roster for Kemper this season, will all get to play tonight. Final 27 seconds will tick away. 70-40 Des Moines Christian as their pass goes astray out of bounds to the near sideline. Haley Detterding will throw it away. And now Kemper with 22 seconds left. One last possession, perhaps. Lily Peterson in the right wing. Dribbles out of a double team. To the top. Antover. Back to Peterson. Down 70-40. 7 seconds left. One last chance if they want to get one more bucket on the year. And they'll dribble it out and let the final seconds tick away. And the Knights fall 70-40. First 12 minutes of the game, I think Kemper was batting above their average. They played really well to begin. Des Moines Christian went on a big run to end the second quarter. Never looked back. They go on to win it by 30. Your final score tonight, Des Moines Christian 70, Kemper Catholic 40. And the Lions are back to the state tournament for the eighth time since 2014, four straight years. And your Kemper Knights will finish the year 17-6 as runner-ups in the Hawkeye 10. We will take a break and be back with the Mackey Motors post-game show next as Coach Yetmar and his Kemper Knights head off to the locker room. We're back after this, live from Urbandale at Des Moines Christian High School.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor of the day online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landmark seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
Ready to roll, Carroll? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry? Zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never-frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
The celebration is on for the Des Moines Christian Lions. They have won this 3A Region 2 final. They're headed to the state tournament for the fourth straight year. I'm Nick Brinks on Kick 106.7. Welcome to the Mackey Motors postgame show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and at MackeyMotors.com. A fabulous season for the Kemper Catholic Knights. Come to an end tonight. Your final score 70-40. They were led by Elsa Tiefenthaler with a team-high 15 points. Morgan Mashing ends with 7. 6 apiece for Addie Antover and Kaylee Simons. 1 for Olivia Schenkelberg. And then on the other side, it was really Reese DeVoe. She's the one that took over mid-second quarter. She finishes with 23 points. Addie Etker ends the night with 12. 9 for Claire Kirkman. And 11 for Lauren Schmaltz. Those are your leading scorers on the other side for Des Moines Christian as they are about ready to cut down the nets here in Urbandale. Des Moines Christian back to the state tournament for the 4th straight year. Not a long drive for them from Urbandale to the Casey Center. We're live at the Gatorade broadcast booth, and we will name our Culver's player of the game in just a moment. Tough loss for Kemper tonight. I look back to that first quarter. It was 7-7. We had seen 3 lead changes in the first few minutes, trading threes. Des Moines Christian goes on a run to end that first quarter 18-8. We go to the second quarter. Kemper begins with a 13-5 run. They get within 2. It was 23-21. Unfortunately, that moment was when Des Moines Christian found another gear offensively and defensively, and they go and put up 47 the rest of the way. Kemper finishes with 19 points the rest of the night from there as the Lions go on to win it by 30. Your Culver's player of the game tonight, hard to look elsewhere. She's been such a major part of this Kemper girls basketball program now for 4 years. Leading scorer, led them in steals and assists and threes. And she's got a team-high 15 points tonight. No surprise, Elsa Tiefenthaler for the Kemper Knights is your Culver's player of the game. More of your Mackey Motors postgame show is next. We'll take a break, and we're back after this on Kick 106.7.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites, Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for soak up grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality soak up materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Valdor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and soak up manufacturing. Built strong, back local. Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped the local businesses achieve results other providers said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info at carolsitsupport.com.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. It's your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
...70-40 is your final score tonight on Kick 106.7. Kemper Falls to Des Moines Christian in this 3A Region 2 final. And Coach Justin Yetmar joins us now on our Mackey Motors post-game show. And I talked about it a few times throughout the night. The first 12 to 13 or so minutes, I feel like you guys were checking all the boxes, what you guys needed to do to come in here and play spoiler. Unfortunately, that didn't continue for 30 to 32 minutes. What did you guys find in the beginning of the game, first quarter and second quarter, that allowed you guys to have that early success?
Yeah, I thought, you know, we knew they were going to pressure, and their press didn't really disrupt us at all. We handled it really, really well. We were getting easier looks. You know, they had to kind of scramble, and it allowed us to get some looks and get to the rim, and so that kind of kept us in it. It was a three-point game with, like, 2.5 minutes left in the second quarter. And, you know, we felt really good where we were at. And then they kind of hit on a little spurt to end the quarter. So, and then from there, it just kind of snowballed a little bit on us.
What a fantastic season you guys had. You finished second in the Hawkeye 10. You get to a regional final. I don't know how many people necessarily would have penned the Kemper girls as having this type of a year. I think everybody knew that it was probably going to be an okay year. You got all these seniors back starting, you know, 2, 3, 4 years. But I don't even know if a regional final would have been what people predicted before the season. But you guys did that. You get second in the conference. Talk about the season. And I know it didn't end tonight as you were hoping. But what a fantastic season for you and this bunch.
Yeah. And yeah, you mentioned it. We weren't picked very high in the conference. I think middle of the road, and what was important is we knew it in our locker room. And we knew after the summer we had, once practice started, those kinds of things, we knew we were going to be in good shape. But these five seniors have set a foundation and a precedent for this program. And I'm super proud of them. They just changed the culture, right? We haven't had a lot of success over the past 10 years, let's call it, right? And so we changed the culture. And it's all due to them. They just bought in, and they love the game. They love each other, and, you know, it leads to successes, and we saw that this year.
Not the result you wanted. You could kind of see, you know, going to the fourth quarter, you guys were down 28. So that gave you guys the opportunity to, you had all five seniors playing together for a lot of that fourth quarter, and then you were able to sub each senior out. They get their standing ovation. They get a hug from coach or dad in you know, a couple cases. Talk about the senior class and them getting that moment to play together one last time, but also to get the recognition from the fans one by one.
Yeah, I'm just big on that. You know, a kid gives 4 years to a program, and whether they score 1 point or 1,100 points, they're all super important to me and to the program and to the other coaches. So it was an opportunity for the parents and the fans and myself to recognize everything they've given us. And the best part is those five seniors, good basketball players, even better people. They're going to go out and do great things in this world. And you know, as a dad slash coach, that's my job, is to play a small role in helping, you know, kind of grow that and help them along their path of life. And five awesome kids with eight others that were along for the ride. So it was fun.
A lot of highlights this year for you guys. When you look back at this 2025 and 26 season, can you remember one moment, maybe two moments, or a couple instances from this season that you'll think back and say, that was cool, that is something I'll hold? I'm sure there are a lot of things you'll hold on for a long time, especially with this group. You mentioned you've coached them in some capacity together since they were in about third grade. But a specific moment from the season that you'll look back, a certain win, come from behind performance, anything like that jumps out at you?
Yeah, I thought Wednesday was really cool for our group. It's just been that thorn in our side that round. So to see just the pure happiness and joy and, you know, the community, you know, the Kemper community, really, they were along for the ride. They were just as passionate and having just as much fun with this ride as anybody. So that Wednesday win was probably one. And then tonight, getting those five seniors their kind of curtain call was awesome.
And to do that on Wednesday against a team like Van Meter, I know you guys saw them in softball this summer. I was down to call that playoff game. So to get a win at home over a team like Van Meter, that's special in and of itself. So, Coach, I appreciate your time. It's been fun seeing you guys and covering you guys all season. So you've got the eight underclassmen now that you'll have to build around, and the freshmen and the JV and things like that. So bright times ahead, surely, for you. But this one will sink in, and this season will, you know, we'll close the book on this season.
Yeah, I appreciate all the coverage. Appreciate everything you guys do throughout the year. Like you said, it was a heck of a ride. It was a lot of fun. We're going to miss the heck out of those seniors, but we got a lot of hungry, motivated kids in the program. So that's what you want as a coach.
Appreciate your time, Coach, and enjoy your time down on the floor, as I don't think anybody's left the gym yet.
Nope. Thanks, Nick.
That's Justin Yetmar, head coach of the Kemper Knights, as they fall to Des Moines Christian tonight, 70-40. We're back to wrap up your Mackey Motors post-game show next on Kick 106.7.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit BrunerLegal.com.
Knew they had long odds coming into tonight, taking on a number three team in 3A, Des Moines Christian. Kuemper Falls tonight 70-40, but what a fantastic year. What a fantastic group of seniors. Kaylee Simons, Elsa Tiefenthaler, Caitlin Yetmar, Charlotte Hackford, and Olivia Schenkelberg. Again, your Culver's player of the game tonight, Elsa Tiefenthaler, a team high 15 points for her. And that'll do it for our Mackey Motors postgame show tonight, recipients of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. We've got Kuemper boys basketball on Tuesday. Jeff Blankman will have it, as of right now, scheduled on KCIM, 7 o'clock. We'll get pregame started around 6:45. That is a 2A District 4 matchup. Again, the Knights will face off against South Hardin. From the Gatorade broadcast booth, I will bid you adieu. Gatorade, distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Des Moines Christian knocks off Kuemper tonight 70-40, and the Lions are headed back to the state tournament for Class 3A for the fourth year in a row. Tonight's broadcast has been a production of the CB Sports Network on Kick 106.7. I'm Nick Brink. So long from Des Moines Christian High School in Urbandale. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great weekend.